the Blessed. More Declarations of Blessedness from the Lord, our God and Savior. Excerpts from Letters from God and His Christ. Introduction. Everything which comes from the mouth of the Lord your God is a blessing for all. A song for all those who have ears to hear. A vision to all who have eyes to see my splendor, painted by the word of my glory. An overflowing fountain inside those whose hearts are open to me, says the Lord. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Blessed are those who seek me. Blessed are all those with their heads raised toward heaven, who do continually look up in anticipation of my coming. They shall surely be gone from this place. Blessed are the wise who wait and watch and see these things come to pass during their generation. Blessed are the faithful, for they shall be lifted up. Blessed is the one who finds his way to me without the hindrances of men. Blessed are those who diligently seek after God, for they will surely find me. But know this, I am also he who corrects and disciplines those he loves. Blessed is the man who comes to me, ashamed of his trespasses, whose heart is full of grief on account of his sins, for I am faithful to forgive his sins. Indeed, I shall lift him up and set his feet upon hallowed ground. Blessed are those who believe in me. Blessed are those who never lost the pearl, but held it close their whole life. I am not a God of force, for that which I give must be received with gladness. And oh, how blessed are those who have truly received, for a multitude of joy awaits them. Soon lifted up, high, upon healing wings. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. They have received their reward. Blessed are those who put their trust in God and abide in His Son, for they shall receive blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace, and wisdom with all trust. Blessed are those who believe in me. Even more blessed are those who embrace me fully and walk in my ways, for they shall fly away. Beloved, I have saved you already, having sent the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. He was come into the world, and you would not receive him. Blessed are those who have received him. Grace covers them. Behold, he is coming again, and he have I poured out on every nation. Yet you are offended in him. Blessed are the thirsty, who have drunk deeply from his cup. They are filled with his glory. Behold, he shall call out. He shall surely gather, yet you will neither see nor hear him. Blessed are those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, for they shall surely be gone from this place. As there is only one way, and only one truth, and only one life, there can be only one wisdom also. Blessed are all those who choose him. Blessed are the feet of those who bring the gospel of the Messiah to the hungry and thirsty. Even more blessed are those who eat and drink of that which is offered them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall surely behold my face. Blessed are those who watch and wait eagerly for my coming. Blessed are their eyes, though they have yet to see, for they have understood. Blessed are their feet also, for they walk along the highway called holy, and do not tarry. Lo, they follow close behind me, going wheresoever I lead them. Behold, they have passed from judgment into life, and I have provided the way. Yahushua is the gift, whom you call Christ and Jesus. Blessed are those who know and accept him. There is only one name under heaven by which you must be saved, and oh, how blessed are those who put their trust in him. Blessed are those who receive of me. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom on earth. Blessed are those who bless the name of the Lord, and happy are those who have his name perpetually on their lips. Life without end to all those who call upon the name of the Lord, forever striving to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, fully partaking of the fruit of the Spirit. Blessed are those who have tasted and seen, for they have received of the divine gift. The Lord himself shall be their inheritance forever. All my servants move, speak and hear me through my Spirit, and only through the Son shall my children come to know me as I truly am. And oh, how blessed are those who know him, for they love him and obey his voice, having truly received of him, even of his Spirit, the Spirit of God. Blessed is the man who sincerely repents and also departs from the ways of his flesh. And happy is the man who loves the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind, and with all his strength. For he knows the kingdom of heaven already, and shall soon enter in. Blessed are those who eat of the true bread, and drink continuously from the fountain of living waters. They shall inherit everlasting life. Blessed are all those in whom I see of myself, for these have already passed from judgment into life, seated forever at my right hand. Blessed is the man whose name is written in the book of life, for he shall inherit everlasting life, and his name shall endure forever. Blessed are those who have the Spirit of God, for God dwells within them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are all those who receive of his blessings. Even more blessed are those who are blessed in the blessing I had sent to them, for they are baptized in the Spirit of truth, and sprinkled with the blood of sprinkling, by which I have blessed all nations, as many as are willing to receive. Blessed are those who embrace me, for they shall share in my goodness, even of all that I own. Blessed are those who worship me. Blessed are all those who raise their voices to heaven and give me perfect praise. Blessed are those who offer up thanksgiving without ceasing in my holy name. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. Yet even more blessed are those who bow down and kiss the feet of my Son. Their sins are forgiven them. For those who embrace the Son of God have touched the kingdom of heaven. Everlasting life is their reward, dwelling in union with the Messiah forever. Blessed are those who worship with gratitude, giving thanks for the birth of my Son. Even more blessed are those who worship and give thanks for his death and resurrection. Blessed is he who reveres my name and gives me perfect praise, for I am coming quickly. I am the first. Behold, I am also the last. Blessed, therefore, are all those who bow down before me, for in them shall the vision be made complete, and the word established, even as it was at the first, and shall also be at the last. Trust in me, therefore, for I am he. Blessed are those who walk in my ways. Blessed are the sons of men who bow down. Blessed are all those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who truly know me, who give heed to my words, to do them. Blessed also are all those who say, "Yes, Lord," to my every decree and proclamation, seeking always to obey my every command. For their reward is coming, coming very quickly. Blessed are those who accept the blessing from God and walk in his ways. Blessed are those given and received in marriage, who keep my commandments, for they shall experience love, compassion, understanding, much joy, and earthly fulfillment. Blessed are those who run to me, for they shall be blessed in my presence. Even more blessed are those who run to me, then obey my word, for their blessing is complete, and they are at peace. Deliverance, they shall surely know. Blessed is he who fears the Lord, and finds delight in his commands. Blessed are all those who do what they have heard, for these live by faith, and by their example shall many be led to salvation. Those who follow my voice shall be blessed in it. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, rather than men, taking much delight in God's commands. Blessed are those who answer, "Yes, Lord," for their faith is revealed. Blessed are those who pray, "Your will be done, Lord," for they have great trust. Blessed are those who say, "Amen, Lord," at all times and in every season, for they have understood. Blessed are those who know, "I am who I am." They shall have peace. Oh, how blessed are those who have received of grace, and seek to please the Father by obeying his law, and teach men so, grace and the law. Blessed are all those who take pleasure in my Sabbaths, who also delight in doing what is right and good on my holy days. They shall be renewed in the presence of the Lord. Blessed are my servants who seek to obey my commands without hesitation, for their trust is apparent. Blessed are those who seek to please me, for in them am I well pleased. Blessed are those who come out at the sound of my voice, for I shall surely gather them together. Indeed, blessed are all those who obey my voice and heed the word of my commandment, for they shall be first partakers of the glory. It is written, "Who can know the mind of God? Yet I have given you the mind of Mashiach." Therefore, blessed are all those who strive always to walk in his ways. Blessed are all those who receive this word and obey it. They shall be set apart. Blessed are those who diligently seek to please the Lord their God and keep his commandments. They will be lifted up. Blessed are those who take part in the first harvest. They shall be first partakers of the glory. Blessed are those who come out from among them. Blessed are those who obey God rather than men. Blessed are all those who place their trust in the Son of God, striving always to walk in his ways and keep his commandments. They shall surely be taken out of this place. Blessed are those who overcome. Blessed are those who overcome for my name's sake. To these is there a place of great honor, where they shall be placed upon the mantle of the Lord in his house forever. Blessed are all those who lose their life in this world for my sake. They have their reward. Yet woe to those who hold fast to their life in this world, for all they have is passing away. Blessed are all those who patiently endure for my name's sake. They fulfill the promises. Blessed is the one who embraces the calling of the Lord wholeheartedly, for a servant such as this lays down his life each day, bearing his cross after me. Upon waking, he kneels down at the feet of the Lord, with an open heart and open hands. And in this servant, my soul delights. Blessed are those who crucify their lives of old, and present themselves as a living sacrifice unto God, for their prayers have been received up to heaven for a memorial before the Holy One of Israel. There can be no birth apart from travail, for birth is always accompanied by much travail. Yet, oh, how blessed are those who persevere with their hearts fixed upon the goal, enduring the pain, for they shall surely receive their reward. Blessed is the wise and faithful servant, who gives no thought to how they are perceived in the eyes of others. For they obey my voice, and are not dismayed by the looks of those who judge, without knowledge. Indeed, they seek only to please their master, having no need of the approval of others. Blessed are those who do not return evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but rather pray for their enemies. Blessed are those who hold no ill will in their heart toward another. Indeed, blessed are all those who forgive everyone who has sinned against them, for great shall be their reward in heaven. Blessed are those who serve me as I have loved them. Give, and you will also receive. Yet even more blessed is the one who gives, expecting nothing in return. For this is to walk in me, in my very footsteps. Blessed are those who call upon the name of the Messiah, in sincerity and in truth. For the Spirit of God dwells within them. Blessed are those who seek refuge in him, for they shall find it. Blessed are all those who love and obey the Son, for they shall be delivered. Blessed is that servant of mine who seeks out the poor, whose heart is eager to help the needy, for they know my ways and seek to please me. Blessed also is my servant who gives out of the abundance they have received, for they walk in my ways. Yet most blessed is my servant who gives from their lack, for they do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with their God. Indeed, they have understood. Blessed is my servant who gives out of the abundance of their heart, a joyful giver, who knows that all they have is mine, and all I have is theirs. Blessed are those who wait eagerly for my coming. Blessed are all those who keep watch, for I shall bless them with a multitude of blessings, a great fulfilling of my Spirit in them. Lo, they shall stand up and march across these desolate lands. They shall stand up, says the Lord of hosts, and I shall bless them, and bring glory to my name. Blessed are the feet of those I am sending, for they have received a message from God. The king shall stand up, and all creation shall bow down, and he shall look upon the joy of his heart with gladness, and the blessing shall be fulfilled. For he shall bless them and keep them, and make his face to shine upon them. He shall be gracious to them, and lift up his countenance upon them, and grant them peace. And thus shall my name be placed upon the children of Israel, even upon all who have been grafted in, and they shall be blessed. Yea, they shall be exceedingly glad, dwelling in the presence of the Lord forever. Therefore, blessed are all those who seek forgiveness in Yahushua HaMashiach, and also receive. For in his name shall all find freedom, solace, under the shadow of his healing wings. Life without end, says the Lord God.